This is Unit 25 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1. Listen to this conversation, which could take place any time you're getting around Kiev on your own.
Скажіть, будь ласка, як доїхати до центрального стадіону?
До центрального стадіону? Можна на таксі.
А на метро можна?
Звичайно, можна. Ось схема метро. Бачите, наш готель «Київ» тут. Станція метро «Жовтнева» навпроти.
А де стадіон?
Стадіон ось тут. Бачите, ось станція метро – центральний стадіон. А стадіон поруч.
Дякую.
Нема за що.
Mr. Thompson is leaving his hotel, the Kiev, to get to the central stadium for a football or soccer match that he's been invited to. Listen to the dialogue again.
Скажіть, будь ласка, як доїхати до центрального стадіону?
До центрального стадіону? Можна на таксі.
А на метро можна?
Звичайно, можна. Ось схема метро. Бачите, наш готель «Київ» тут. Станція метро «Жовтнева» навпроти.
А де стадіон?
Стадіон ось тут. Бачите, ось станція метро, центральний стадіон, а стадіон поруч.
Дякую.
Нема за що.
Do you remember how to ask, "Tell me, please"?
Скажіть, будь ласка.
How do you say the central stadium?
Центральний стадіон.
The central stadium is in downtown Kiev. Say again, the central stadium.
Центральний стадіон.
How do you say library?
Бібліотека.
How would you say the central library?
Центральна бібліотека.
Suppose you're staying in one of the tourist hotels of Kiev, the Kiev, and have to get to the central stadium. You emerge from your hotel and ask a passerby, "Tell me, please, how do I get to the central stadium?" Just listen.
Скажіть, будь ласка, як доїхати до центрального стадіону?
How do I get to, or how do I reach, is a three-word phrase which is literally how to get to, or how to reach. Listen and repeat.
Як доїхати до... Як доїхати до...
The middle word...
Доїхати
is followed by
до.
Together they mean to get to or to reach. How do you say to get to or to reach?
Доїхати до
Now ask, how do I get to or how do I reach?
Як доїхати до... Як доїхати до...
How do you say the central stadium?
Центральний стадіон.
When you combine...
Як доїхати до...
With a destination, the key word of the destination...
Стадіон.
In this instance... changes endings. That will happen when you have a
до
in the sentence. You've already had other examples of these kinds of changes. For example, when you added a
у
to
стадіон
giving you
до стадіону.
Now you ask, how do I get to the central stadium?
Як доїхати до центрального стадіону? Як доїхати до центрального стадіону?
Suppose you're out in the city and you need to get back to the hotel Kiev where you're staying. What is the word for hotel?
Hotel. Hotel.
Say, the Hotel Kyiv.
Hotel Kyiv. Hotel Kyiv.
Following
доїхати до
masculine nouns that end in a soft sound, such as
hotel,
change the final
l
to final
lu.
So although you say
Hotel Kyiv,
you change it following
до
to
Hotelu Kyiv.
Here's the question. How do I get to the Hotel Kyiv? Listen and repeat.
Як доїхати до готелю Київ? Як доїхати до готелю Київ?
Now imagine yourself completely lost in Kyiv. How would you say to a passerby, "Excuse me, I'm a tourist"?
Вибачте, я турист.
Ask, how do I get to the Hotel Kyiv?
Як доїхати до готелю Київ?
And ask, how do I get to the Central Stadium?
Як доїхати до центрального стадіону? Як доїхати до центрального стадіону?
Ukrainians are very helpful to tourists, even in big cities. Don't be surprised if the person draws you a map, hails you a cab, or even accompanies you on the metro system all the way to your destination. Here's how to say, one can go by taxi. Listen and repeat.
Можна на таксі. Можна на таксі.
The only new word here is taxi. How do you say taxi?
Taxi.
Now say, one can go by taxi.
Можна на таксі.
How would you say, one can go by metro?
Можна на метро.
Suppose that a helpful passerby has told you that you can go by cab, but you're the adventurous sort and want to go by metro. Ask the question, but can one go by metro? Begin with the word but, and be sure to use question intonation. But can one go by metro?
А можна на метро? А можна на метро?
You can get almost anywhere in Kyiv or Kharkov by metro. So your Ukrainian helper might say, of course one can, or you certainly can. Listen and repeat.
Звичайно можна.
How do you say, of course you can?
Звичайно можна.
He pulls out a pocket metro map. The word for map is
схема,
like the English word scheme, but with a
х
sound, not a hard
к.
How do you say map?
Схема. Схема.
How would you say, here is a map of the metro?
Ось схема метро.
He says, you see, our hotel is here. Listen and repeat.
Бачите, наш готель тут. Бачите, наш готель тут.
How did you say, you see?
Бачите.
Near the Hotel Kiev is a metro station. The metro station is just across the street from the hotel. Here's the word that means opposite, or in this case, across the street. Listen and repeat.
Напроти. Напроти.
How do you say opposite or across the street?
Напроти.
Напроти
can also mean across almost any open expanse, such as across a hotel lobby or a courtyard. For instance, if you're at the hotel desk and want to know where the telephones are, the clerk might point and use this word to say opposite us or across the lobby there. How would she say this?
Напроти.
Here's how to say nearby or next to. Listen and repeat.
Поруч. Поруч.
How do you say nearby or next to?
Поруч.
How do you say opposite or across the street?
Напроти.
And how do you say nearby or next to?
Поруч.
How would you say the hotel is located nearby? You literally say hotel nearby.
Hotel поруч.
How would you say the bank is across the street or just opposite us?
Банк напроти.
After you've been given all this help, you'll want to say, thanks a lot. How might you say that?
Велике спасибі.
And the Ukrainian who's been helping you will say, you're welcome. How do you say that?
Будь ласка.
Instead of
будь ласка,
in a casual situation like this, a Ukrainian might use an informal equivalent. It consists of three short words that could be translated roughly as think nothing of it, or don't mention it, or it's nothing. Listen and repeat.
Нема за що. Нема за що.
How do you say don't mention it in the sense of you're welcome?
Нема за що. Нема за що.
Now listen to the dialogue you heard earlier at the start of this lesson. You should be able to understand it now.
Скажіть, будь ласка, як доїхати до центрального стадіону?
До центрального стадіону? Можна на таксі.
А на метро можна?
Звичайно, можна. Ось схема метро. Бачите, наш готель Київ тут. Станція метро Жовтнева напроти.
А де стадіон?
Стадіон ось тут. Бачите, ось станція метро – центральний стадіон, а стадіон поруч.
Дякую.
Нема за що.
How do you say to order tickets?
Замовити білети.
And how did you say I can?
Я можу.
Now say I can order tickets.
Я можу замовити білети.
Do you remember this question from the last lesson? Listen.
Чи вам було б цікаво подивитися наш футбол? Чи вам було б цікаво подивитися наш футбол?
How would you say would you like to or would you find it interesting to?
Чи вам було б цікаво?
And how would a Ukrainian refer to our football, meaning the Ukrainian game of what Americans call soccer?
Наш футбол.
Now put it all together. Ask, would you like to watch football?
Чи вам було б цікаво подивитися наш футбол? Чи вам було б цікаво подивитися наш футбол?
What's the general word for a sporting event?
Матч.
Suppose you've decided to attend a sporting event with a Ukrainian friend at the Central Stadium. How do you say Central Stadium?
Центральний стадіон.
Now listen to what she says.
Зустрінемося о пів на другу на станції метро Центральний стадіон.
She has suggested you meet at a certain time and at a certain place. How did she say let's meet?
Зустрінемося.
She suggested the time at 1:30. How did she say that?
О пів на другу.
To be sure you've got the right time, you ask, so at 1:30, right?
Отже, о 1:30, так?
She also suggested the place, at the Central Stadium metro station. How did she say that?
На станції метро Центральний стадіон.
Now put it all together. Let's meet at 1:30 at the Central Stadium metro station.
Зустрінемося о пів на другу на станції метро Центральний стадіон.
Suppose she had not suggested a meeting place. How would you ask her, where shall we meet?
Де зустрінемося?
If the time and place she suggests suits you, say, okay, or fine.
Добре.
If, however, your schedule does not permit that meeting time, you might want to meet later. Do you remember the following question? Listen.
У мене до вас прохання. Чи не могли б ми зустрітися пізніше? У мене до вас прохання. Чи не могли б ми зустрітися пізніше?
Let's take it apart. What is the word for later?
Пізніше.
Say, to meet later.
Зустрітися пізніше.
Now ask, can't we or couldn't we?
Чи не могли б ми?
Now put that together and ask, couldn't we meet later?
Чи не могли б ми зустрітися пізніше? Чи не могли б ми зустрітися пізніше?
How do you say, I have a request, a favor to ask of you?
У мене до вас прохання.
Now try to ask, I have a request, could we meet later?
У мене до вас прохання. Чи не могли б ми зустрітися пізніше? У мене до вас прохання. Чи не могли б ми зустрітися пізніше?
Suppose you've made an appointment, but then you have to call someone to change it. What would a person say when answering the phone?
Слухаю вас.
And how do you, the caller, say hello?
Алло.
How would you identify yourself? Say, this is Miss Петренко speaking.
Це говорить Петренко.
You don't recognize the voice on the other end of the line, so you ask, excuse me, with whom am I speaking?
Вибачте, з ким я говорю?
You're going to be in town for only a few days. You'd better make that clear as you try to set up a new meeting time. How would someone ask you, how long will you be here?
Як довго ви будете тут?
Here's a sample answer. Listen.
Я буду в Одесі тільки два дні.
You probably understood that. Now you try to say, I'll be in Odessa only 2 days.
Я буду в Одесі тільки два дні. Я буду в Одесі тільки два дні.
Suppose the person you're talking to wants to know when you think it might be a good time to get together. He asks, are you going to the concert tonight? Ask this.
Ви йдете сьогодні ввечері на концерт?
Did you use the right verb, the one that refers to travel in town? Ask again. Are you going to the concert tonight?
Ви йдете сьогодні ввечері на концерт?
But remember, even in town, if there is an obvious reference to a conveyance, you use the other form. For example, how would your friend ask, are you going by taxi or by metro?
Ви їдете на таксі чи на метро?
Now put yourself back on the Odessa-bound train, showing pictures of your family to a Ukrainian in your compartment. Say, here is my family.
Ось моя сім'я.
We live in Chicago.
Ми живемо в Чикаго.
That's my daughter.
Це моя дочка.
That's my son.
Це мій син.
Now suppose you're back in the hotel, just coming down for breakfast. What is the word for breakfast?
Сніданок.
And how do you say to have breakfast?
Снідати.
Now say the word for lunch, followed by to have lunch.
Обід. Обідати.
Say the word supper, followed by to have supper.
Вечеря. Вечеряти.
But you were just coming down to breakfast. Greet your Ukrainian counterpart by saying, good morning, how are things?
Доброго ранку. Як справи?
How does he answer? Fine, and you?
Добре. А у вас?
How do you ask? What's on our schedule for today?
Яка у нас сьогодні програма?
Your counterpart says, I don't exactly know. Say this.
Точно не знаю.
How does he say, at 10 o'clock at the ministry, there's a short meeting?
О 10-й годині в міністерстві недовгі збори.
And he continues, and then perhaps will be lunch in the hotel. Say this.
А потім, можливо, буде обід в готелі.
How do you say, uh-huh, and what else?
Так, а що ще?
He says, let's see, I think that's all. Listen.
Подивимося. Я думаю, що це все.
That sentence has only one new word in it.
Все.
Listen and repeat the word for all or everything.
Все. Все.
How do you say all or everything?
Все.
Now say, let's see, I think that's everything.
Подивимося. Я думаю, що це все. Подивимося. Я думаю, що це все.
And that's all for this lesson.
Це все.
This is the end of today's lesson. When you continue with the next unit tomorrow, please begin with track number 2.